This is Spreaker Web Radio.
Welcome, friends of the Way Christian Discipleship and children of God the Father. My name is Tamara, loyal slave in the chains to Christ Jesus, and I am honored to be a part of another Spreaker broadcast. Today, Minister Rodney will be sharing with you some key terms to help you and establish and build your faith, your foundation, so that you can gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today I'd like to reference with you Hebrews 4:2. The scripture says, "For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did, but the message that they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith." As you listen to Minister Rodney from the Way Christian Discipleship share with you these key terms, please remember to mix this message with faith so that it can build your foundation and you may mature in your spiritual walk. Minister Rodney.
Thank you. Thank you, loyal sister and servant of God, Tamara. I am Minister Rodney. We are the Way Christian Discipleship. And it is a God-anointed pleasure and honor that we be here before you sharing God's word, that our ministry has come into full bloom, that God has made a way and given us opportunity to be of service and poured out before the body of believers. Today's podcast, keywords for the body of believers. Before we get going, I'm going to pray that God grant you spiritual wisdom, that He give you ears that you can hear the thoughts and the understanding that come from Him above, that He give you eyes, that you have vision beyond what you see, that your perspective and your point of view in the spirit be changed, that you no longer be seeing things from the ground view, but God lifts you up, and that you see things from where He sits on high, that you focus on Him, that you no longer live according to the world in the sway of the darkness, but that in His marvelous light you be freed and allowed to grow into your salvation. That you be girded, protected, guided, and led fully and wholly through the Spirit. I pray these things for all of us that seek salvation through the Spirit, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge being key. Keywords for the body of believers. I've compiled about a dozen keywords that we have found to be helpful in understanding. We're not talking about deep theological things. We're not trying to live according to philosophies of man and so-called church and the institutions that have grown to be businesses around religiosity. But we're talking about understanding. We're talking about the basic words, the basic things that you have understand that you can apply God's word with the help of the Holy Spirit and come to true knowledge and understanding. Our first word, saved. And I know this word is very common amongst believers, or those who think they're believers. Saved. In its simplest form, it means to be rescued from your circumstance or situation. Oftentimes, in my interactions with Christians, I hear them saying saved and that they are saved, and it is true. Any of us that have turned from our old ways and have accepted the help, because Jesus is our help, that is offered in the gospel, has been saved from our situation. But here is the problem. Just because you have been saved and you don't do the things you used to do, does not mean that you are saved forever from those things. Now what I'm saying is this. Although they were freed from Egypt, they were saved from their oppression, saved from their slavery, saved from their circumstance. Many died in the desert. Why? Because they didn't continue to obey. So being saved comes with a cost. Being saved comes with some responsibilities. Being saved doesn't mean that you're all set and you're just waiting to be sized for your crown of righteousness and entry into heaven. Being saved means that you have been taken from one circumstance and one situation by the help and the power and the grace of God in allowing you the opportunity to seek salvation, which is our goal. Which leads me into our next word, salvation. Salvation is the goal of anyone that calls himself a Christian. Salvation is our goal. We are saved from our past circumstance, and now we are allowed through grace and mercy of God, not that we earned it, but because He so loved us, that we've been given the opportunity to seek salvation, the goal of our soul, guided by the Holy Spirit. Salvation. Believe. Believer. One who has faith. One who does what they profess with their mouth. Their walk backs up their talk. A believer is one who does what he says he believes in. He does that which he says he has faith in. A believer. Believe is an action verb. Therefore, a believer must have action to back up his claim. To believe is to do. If I claim to believe in a particular product, what would verify or confirm what I say I believe would be seeing me using that product. If I say I believe in exercise, yet I never exercise, then my actions would be contrary to what I profess with my mouth. Believe. To obey. And this is the big one, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Obey, or obedience. To do that which is commanded by God, if you're a Christian. But obedience in the simplest form is to do that which you are commanded. To follow the directive of one that has higher authority than you. To obey. To do. Many of us claim to be saved. Many of us claim to seek salvation. Many of us claim to believe. But yet we don't obey. And obey, again, obey is an action verb just as believe is. Obey and believe go hand in hand. You say you believe in something, in a philosophy, in a product, then you will do that which is according to that. To obey. God requires and insists upon obedience from His children. No disobedient child shall enter through the gates of heaven. No disobedient child will receive the inheritance that is promised to those who believe. Which leads us to humility. Acknowledgement and submission to authority or power. Like newborn babes, we crave the pure spiritual milk. We acknowledge that we can't do. We acknowledge that we cannot accomplish that which we desire without help. We come before God humbly seeking His grace, humbly seeking His power, humbly seeking His forgiveness, humbly seeking the opportunity which lies in grace. To seek salvation through believing and obeying. Humility. We come before the potter like clay. We don't come before the potter telling him what we want to be, but we come before him softened like clay and allowing his hand to build us up into his good and perfect will, into his workmanship, that you will be an instrument of his righteousness. The clay doesn't tell the potter what it wants to be. The clay submits to the hand that works amongst it and in it for his good and perfect will. Grace, a gift from God, an offering of mercy to us who do not deserve it and could not earn it. We couldn't pay for it. We're not worthy of it. Grace, a gift, an undeserved gift that is given to an individual or individuals. Grace, an opportunity to seek salvation. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is a license to serve. We are under grace if we continue to obey, if we continue to believe, if our goal is salvation, if we seek it, if we have been saved from our past ways and are now seeking salvation by believing and obeying God's word, remaining humble so that God can continue to form us into that which he has prepared for us to be, we stay in grace. And that means we stay in Christ. Through whom grace has been made afforded to us. Here's another one that's always a topic of debate. Church. No, I'm not talking about a building built by man, made of brick, concrete, and mortar. I'm talking about the spiritual body of God, the spiritual body of believers, in which God's Spirit will dwell in. The church. The Bible says, you are the church. God says, I will dwell with them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Nowhere in the Bible is the church referenced as a building. Nowhere in the Bible is the church building to be revered. It is a structure made by man. God said, who is man that he will build a dwelling place that I shall stay in? God built us. And if we submit in humility and believe with our hearts and faithfully and obey to his will, accept the grace that is in Christ Jesus and the blood that was shed on the cross, then God said, I will dwell within you. You are the church. We are the church. Not man, not anything built by man. Only thing worthy of God's presence and God's Spirit is that which God has made, which is you. Which leads us to fellowship. Fellowship. A relationship that is formed and has a common denominator amongst a people. Fellowship in Christianity is relationships that are led by and united by the Holy Spirit. You can have fellowship in the world. You can have fellowship at your local YMCA. You can have fellowship at your gym that you work out at. You can have fellowship among the employees at your job. But we're talking about fellowship amongst those who have the promise given Holy Spirit. Fellowship. If there is no Spirit, then there is no fellowship as far as God is concerned. I don't care if you go to a building every Saturday, Sunday, or whatever day you call holy. If the Spirit has been withdrawn, if the Spirit is devoid, then your fellowship is false. Your fellowship lacks power. your fellowship is not God-based. Fellowship in the Christian body has a common denominator. Minister Rodney, Jesus. Sister Tamara, Jesus. You, Jesus. You, Jesus. There's a common denominator that links us all. So that with one mind, one heart, one body, we may serve God through the fellowship that makes us the church. That we stand in grace. That we remain humble. That we may obey and believe. That we seek salvation. That we be saved. Fellowship. Love. Love. I know we all think we know what love is, and we have different definitions of what love is. We know that love can be unconditional. Love involves sacrifice. Love is beautiful. But God says, love for me is this: to obey his commands, and that his commands are not burdensome. You can find that in the book of John. You can find that in the epistles of 1 John, all the way through. James, love, obedience. To obey my commands, God said. This is love for me. So he's not talking about what the world calls love. He's not talking about how Webster's or thesaurus defines love. We're talking about God's love. You can't give God love the way you want to give God love. He's not looking for a king sacrifice. He wants an Abel sacrifice. He wants an Abraham sacrifice. He wants a, dare I say, Jesus sacrifice. That you do whatever it is that he commands you, because you love him. Yes, Father. That you have a Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego type of love, which is faith, which is believing, which is obeying, which takes great humility. Love, obedience. Love, obedience. If your children love you, they'll do whatever it is that you ask them to do. Because they love you. Christianity. And we know that, you know, the Christianity and the Christian body is divided up so many times in this world, that there's so many denominations, there's so many different sects of the faith. And you can't even meet somebody without them asking, what are you? Are you a Catholic or a Seventh-day Adventist or Pentecostal, Jehovah's Witness, a Mormon? The Bible says, is Christ divided? Is Christ divided? Sadly, the answer is yes in this world. But from God's perspective, from what Jesus came to show us, Christianity is one who follows and obeys the gospel of Jesus Christ. One who follows and obeys and submits to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christian. Christianity is the act of being a Christian. A Christian is one who follows Christ. There are no part-time Christians. It's not a smorgasbord deal. Well, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe in this part, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. Jesus, God said, either you be hot for me, or you be cold for me. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out. So all these Christians out here that take some parts, the parts that are convenient, the parts that are delightful, the parts that are appealing, but they leave aside the things that are hard and the sacrifice, God doesn't want those type of worshipers. He said it's an all or nothing deal. Either you love me or you hate me. Love is to obey his commands. Sin. This is a real simple one, although we try to make it complex and we try to justify different levels of sin. But in its simplest form, sin, which from the Latin root means to be without. To be without. Anything done outside of faith, without faith, is sin. Anything that we do that is done outside of faith, outside of God's guidance, outside of the Holy Spirit's guidance, outside of love, obeying God's word, outside of Christianity, following the example that Christ laid for us, is sin. Without. A sinner is one who practices sin. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God, yes. But we repent. We don't continue to do that. We don't practice sin. We make our mistakes, we ask for repentance, and we pray for God's guidance, and we don't want to do those things anymore. Anyone who has the Spirit cannot continue to sin. But a sinner is one who practices sin, who not only makes the mistake, who is identified in them, but they choose to continue to do it. Whether it's out of convenience, because it's easier to sin and get along with the world because the world is under the sway of the devil and the sway of sin. So when you don't do that, you stand out like a sore thumb, a target. For us, the cross and the blood of the cross is our family tree, the rugged tree. But in the world, as we are aliens and strangers, it is a target. The cross is a bullseye by which darkness identifies us. We are lights in a dark place, so we stand out. And that's why we must stand in our faith, and on our faith, and on the word of God and his promises. So to recap, we've had saved, rescued from a life without God, rescued from our former way of life. Salvation, the goal of our soul. Believe or believer. To do. To have faith in. As faith without action is dead. Obey, obedience, to do that which is commanded by God. Humility, acknowledgement, and submission to the authority of God. Grace, undeserved gift from God. A mercy offering from above. We couldn't earn it or pay for it. It is a gift, an opportunity that is given in Christ. Church, the body of believers, plain and simple. You are the church. If you hold to the teachings of God, if you submit to his will and to his way, if you allow him to do some renovations and some house cleaning inside your soul, so that he may set the Spirit of Christ inside of you, which will now guide you and make you a son, a child of God. Fellowship, relationships that are led by and united by the Holy Spirit. Love, obedience to God's commands, to obey the commands of God. Christianity, one who follows the teachings in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sin, remember the Latin root is without. Anything done outside of faith or without faith, without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, sin. And a sinner is one who practices sin. Practices living without God's word, outside of God's will. We thank you, brothers and sisters. We thank you for your patience. We pray that this word truly lands on humble souls, that it takes root and that you grow in it, that your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding continue to increase and overflow, that you be filled with the word, that it dwells richly inside of you. Until the next time, I bid you peace, love, and joy in the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Sister Tamara is going to close.
Thank you, Minister Rodney, and thank you all for tuning in. Please remember to visit our website, thewaychristiandiscipleship.org. Look us up on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Also, you can email us your questions, requests, testimonies. Our email address is thewaycd@gmail.com. Or drop us a line. Call us at 774-213-1350. We thank you for tuning in, and we pray that you mix this message with faith. Peace be yours.